The bill to amend state education law to ban marksmanship programs from New York public schools came just 2 months after the shooting that took 17 lives at a Parkland, Florida high school. Democratic Assemblywoman Linda Rosenthal of Manhattan is the sole sponsor of the bill and claims that alleged gunman Nicholas Cruz learned how to commit those murders as a member of the school's rifle team. But Holland Central School's athletic director Matthew Adams says while he recognizes the assemblywoman's concerns, the lessons taught to his air rifle and archery teams don't translate into a culture of gun violence.
Everything is done based on teaching kids about safety first and the proper way to use some of these firearms and or, you know, bows.
Students learn about precision, accuracy, and control.
It's all done based on scoring points rather than taking lives and things like that.
And for some students in Western New York, learning how to fire a gun or a bow is part of their community's culture.
There were kids that I went to school with that they didn't hunt, they didn't eat meat.
Republican Assemblyman Ray Walter says Rosenthal's bill doesn't recognize that for people like him who grew up in a rural area, the first day of hunting season was a regular school holiday.
And so she needs to understand that. And that is not the... that's not the way that people in Manhattan think or live, and you know, that's just not, you know, how the rest of the state operates.
Air rifle shooting is the smallest varsity sport in New York, with just 28 teams and 266 participants. Archery is more widespread, with 320 school programs and 34,000 students. But while neither may be as common as football or basketball, Walter says it's important for the students who do take part.
You know, they gain experience. I mean, there's Olympic sports that go along with shooting. Give them the opportunity to excel at something that they enjoy.
On the Democratic side of the aisle, Walter's Western New York colleague Robin Schiminger also sees the bill as poorly thought out. And outside of government, they're not the only ones. Paul McQuillan, upstate coordinator with New Yorkers Against Gun Violence, calls the bill well-intentioned but misguided.
I don't foresee, one, any chance of it going anywhere, and two, I don't foresee us supporting it either.
McQuillan says New Yorkers Against Gun Violence is not an anti-gun organization, and he says he has no problem with students having access to firearms or archery equipment in an approved, supervised environment.
If students and taxpayers want to participate and fund these kind of activities, I think that's fine. I'd much rather have students who know what they're doing with guns, if they're going to have access to them, to know how to use them, than not to know how to use them.
For now, the bill has moved to the Assembly's Education Committee. But with only one sponsor and no matching legislation on the Senate side, support looks limited for its future. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.